started. Sherry? Sherry? Hello? Sherry, can you hear me? Sherry, can you hear me? Good evening and welcome to the practice intensive on relationship. We are trying to get Sherry online, so give me 1 second, please. Sherry? Sherry, if you can hear me, would you just say that you can? Hello. Hey, Sherry.
Hey. Good. I couldn't figure out what was going on.
Nor I. And I, across a great chasm, we could hear each other, but, well, I could hear you. It worked.
Good. Well,
hello.
It worked. Great. Hello. Well, it sounds like, you know, people have been having a wonderful time with the practice intensive. At least that was the case on the pod that I facilitated. And we have a bunch of callers here who are, I bet, I project, eager to process their experience with you. So I'm just going to bring them on to talk to Sherry, to make a show. Press star 6, please. Okay. Here we go.
All right. Thank you.
First caller, you are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, Ashwini and Sherry. It's Janice.
Hello, Janice.
Hey, Janice.
Hi there. Oh, this is wonderful opportunity. I have been very alive for life and always hoping to get on, and here I am. So I was really practicing presence with others, and what I found was that there was an incident that happened. I had been away at a silent retreat, but I got information that there had been an intruder in our house in the early hours of the morning that I knew somebody here had to deal with. And just being able to focus on what kind of presence would I want to give that person, and give it from afar, to give to the person intruded upon, and then I realized I could give it to the intruder and any circumstances, and just see when I got home how I could be with how I could be of benefit to well, to any situation of relationships that came up around that, which included police or neighbors or the person at home or whoever it was, that I would, that promised I would just give my presence instead of allowing conditioned mind to come in and judge and project and all of that.
First of all, I want to say that I love that phrasing, being very alive for life. That's that sort of captures it, doesn't it? So I was talking with somebody earlier today on a it doesn't sound like it's a similar topic, but to me it was. And what we were talking about was having a great karmic reaction arise, getting very upset about something, deeply believing that it was an upset-worthy situation, and choosing, deciding to make the choice, so as you say, presence, or just not believing the story, being with everything that's going on, turning the attention to the breath, and just simply focusing on being here. So a person could focus on the breath and repeat silently with the inhalation, this here now, and with the exhalation, this here now. Attention on awareness and being with whatever is there. And what the way we were talking about it was that practice as a way of moving through karma. Because with that kind of response, there's nothing maintaining. There's nothing to maintain karma. No beliefs, no assumptions, no story, no distraction, no anything. There's just being with presence, present with presence in the moment.
Yeah.
Which is what you decided to practice. And I would imagine, as a result of it, you could sense on, in whatever ways, the karma that's falling away when we choose that, because you're not going with the, oh my gosh, what does this mean, and what should I do, and what about this, and about that, and this is horrible, and this is whatever. All of that karmic stuff has nothing supporting it, and it just collapses.
Yeah. Yep, just collapses. So we, as a reminder, just the word presence was just like a mantra that, because things were just unfolding and there's, it's obvious I have no idea what's going to happen or what the whole thing is, but allowing each person along the way to actually say their portion of what they needed to say. And being,
to have their experience. And whether they're present to that or completely lost in karmic conditioning, from your perspective, it doesn't matter. It's all part of the situation. And speaking of situation, I have one here. So Ashwini, could you and Janice carry on for just a moment while I address this situation? I'll be back as quickly as I can, and I apologize hugely.
Absolutely. So Janice, I was paying really close attention, but would you just say that last part again?
I think that, that presence was a mantra for me.
Yes.
To just be whatever was going to be arising. And so I guess what I wanted to say, too, is that I was present to other people's, I'm saying story, but I don't know, or perceptions of what happened or that what their experience was, and just able to listen and ask some questions. But I could drop the judgment and blame and things like that.
Mm-hmm. And as Sherry was saying, that, you know, it's a karmically loaded situation. And so instead of going with the karmic story, that presence as mantra allows us to truly be with what is.
Yeah, to truly be with what is.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it puts us in the process of, as you were pointing out, listening, not judgment, not reacting, but responsive to what is arising in the situation, and to access kindness and insight and all of those wonderful words that we use to describe when life is animating us, how we are with whatever is arising.
And gals, I'm back.
Okay.
Yeah, but continue on. I love the sound of that.
To be whatever is arising.
Yes, and when we are with whatever is arising, we have that quality that we describe as kind and open and loving and compassionate and all of those gorgeous attributes of presence.
And we're a gift to everyone and everything.
Because the situation itself is so stressful, and it probably presses everybody's karmic buttons.
I do remember often saying about hearing you, Sherry, mentioned about your teachers saying that, you know, when we can take care of ourselves, we are a social relief.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, when we can be in a situation and need nothing, what a contribution we are. Yeah.
Yeah.
And not need nothing from a place of repression or shoulds or anything, but simply need nothing because all of our needs are met.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And Sherry, bringing it back to the intensive, that's what the whole focus of the intensive is that when we are connected, we're not needy, because it's the separation from life that makes us aware of deprivation and disconnect and all of those things that cause us to move to want to fill that need mistakenly from someone else and therefore getting further away from ourselves or from life, and that movement back to center, that movement is compassion to embracing and connecting with life is what allows us to be that social relief, because we're coming from a place of being connected, not disconnected.
Yes, fulfilled.
Fulfilled.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And it was just almost like a physical sense, too. By embodying that, it felt like there was release and relief and openness from everybody involved, felt safe or something like that. And I don't know if that's, but what came up, what I saw start to come up for, you know, all the others involved, was really incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Openness, mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
It's really
the kind
amazing.
Of thing we're all looking for all the time.
Mm. And there it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you so much.
You love it.
Thank you, Janice.
When something like a break-in turns out to be a wonderful spiritual opportunity for everybody.
Yes. Thank you, Sherina.
All right. Thanks, Janice.
Bye. Okay. Let's get the next caller going.
All right.
My computer is frozen. Hang on a second. Sherry, I'm going to have to refresh again. Hang on one second.
Okay.
My screen went completely blank. I don't have any callers in queue.
Hello.
Oh, dear. Oh, there's someone.
This
is that Tony?
Yes.
Tony.
Oh, good. It said I was unmuted, so I hope.
Perfect.
Okay.
I think that there's
a screen.
I tried
to unmute Tony, and it looks like I succeeded, but it doesn't tell me that I did. So.
All right. Well, it worked. All right. How are you, Tony?
Great.
Oh, dear. Hello? Hello?
Here, Sherry, but I can't see anyone else.
Hello?
Tony? Who's that?
Somehow I got unmuted.
Who is that?
This is Ellie.
Ellie. And we've lost Tony. Well, this is a very exciting process we have going here. All right, let's talk with Ellie. Try to hang on, and maybe we can get Tony back. Okay.
Okay.
How are you doing, Ellie?
I've actually been struggling a lot, and reading the prompt for this. It's just been, I've been in a bit of a depression, and when I read the prompt for this, it, through the eyes of the space that I'm in, it seemed like it was saying that connection with, like connection's always available, and that the connection that's always available to me is of a better quality than when I can connect with other people.
That the connection with yourself, if we want to put it in that language, is
superior.
Better. Superior. To the connection with other people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And is that's not your experience?
Not generally.
So you have better connections with other people than with yourself.
There's a heightening that happens there's like a sense of oneness and a shared energy with other people.
And there, in the English language, I don't know a way to ask this, so I'll tell you what I'm asking. How would you experience something more with someone else without experiencing more for yourself? In other words, the more is your experience, whether there's someone else, in quotes, there or not. Do you see what I mean? So I get together with you. So I go around in my life, and I'm okay. I'm a pretty happy person. But I get together with you, and I'm really happy. Well, isn't the really happy that I'm experiencing still my experience? Now, I might be talked into believing that I'm really happy because I'm with you, and that in fact the really happy belongs to you, and that it's only when you're around that I feel really happy. But the truth of the matter is, really happy is my experience. I'm allowed to go there when you're around and not when he's around or she's around or they're around or no one's around. It doesn't need to be that way, but that's something as conditioned human beings that we agree to go along with. So in the, I think it's the key, it says, if you want to be happier, be happier. If you can know that there is a happier to be, then that is your experience and it's available to you. I understand that this goes completely against everything we've been conditioned to believe, but that doesn't mean it's not how it works. What are you seeing, Ellie? Are you still there? Is anybody still there? Am I still there?
I'm here. You're there, Sherry, and I'm here, but we are having a technical issue in that start meeting is not working, so I can't see anyone on air. And Michael, I just texted Michael, and he's trying to call support to see what we could do.
My goodness gracious. So did we lose Ellie?
I actually don't know.
Hello?
Oh, there she is.
Hi.
Who's that?
No, it's not Ellie, but this is Sherry, and I wanted you to know that while Ellie was speaking, I got the unmute message. So I bet it disconnected her for some reason.
Wow. So the system is on its own little program of deciding how our evening is going to go. Oh, I wonder if it's on some kind of timer because Tony went really fast, didn't she?
Yeah, I mean, I'm actually looking at a screen, and I can't see anyone, so I don't know what's going on.
Okay. All right, well,
maybe we talk to Sherry as long as she's
let's
on.
Let's talk to Sherry. Yeah, and you and Michael, see if you can get anything going behind the scenes there. And if not, we just kind of apologize to everybody, and maybe we make another date. How about that?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Good. Thank you. Okay, Sherry.
Well, hi.
Hi there.
Life is so fascinating, isn't it? Well,
it is.
But
it is, Sherry. It is fascinating, when we're open to being fascinated. It is not fascinating to a large segment of the population. So that's a, you know, that's a great thing to acknowledge right there. You're finding life fascinating. That's a yay, thank you.
Well, yay, thank you practice, right? Because it is disconcerting, you know, like something as simple as that. Like I suddenly got the unmute message and I was afraid that that meant that Ellie got lost, but I didn't know if I should say something, you know, and I was just watching it all. Like, okay, well, things will get revealed. You know, it'll, because it's practice, you know, that's the thing that's fascinating that I love. Like I could just breathe. Like I was just like, okay, you know, I'm just going to breathe. I don't, you know, if Ellie is still on the line, I don't want to interrupt. And if she's not, we'll find out, you know, so it.
That's right.
It, yeah.
That's right.
And
if I may, if we weren't so conditioned to believe that it's possible for something to be wrong, then all of it would just be fascinating.
Oh, and just when you said that, I just have to say this. So, this is so beautiful. So the thing that I wanted to share that happened when I was on the pod is this, it just dropped in, like, I just felt so connected to everyone. And the term whole mind just dropped in, you know, on the pod meeting. And I was feeling so grateful, like, that sense that it's like everybody's bringing some piece, right? People are saying things, and I'm like, ah, they saw that, you know, how cool, you know? And I love what I got to see during the week. And but what I just saw, like, in this sort of, like, you know, little metaphorical way, like, the system just sort of picking and choosing. It's like, now it's your turn, now it's your turn, now you're talking. No, wait, you're, and it's almost like we are all one, you know? Like, I could get cut off any minute, and then somebody else will be on the line, you know?
Yes. Yes, and it's all, to use a word I've heard recently, fascinating. When it's not about me, right, and it's my turn to talk, or I didn't get to talk, or I got cut off, or I didn't get picked, or I did, in when none of it means anything, when we're just all cells in the body of the Buddha, and every cell is as important as every other cell, we're all rooting for all the cells, because without all the cells, there's no us. There's no problem.
Yes. And it, yeah, I love that because it really does. I mean, just this, between the pod call and right now, I'm just feeling this that exact sense. Like, oh, you know, we're just all in this together. And even, like, again, I just love what you were just saying about, like, conditioning wants it to be like this, like, oh, one person talks and then they're done and it all gets wrapped up. And you know what I mean? And it's like, there's something beautiful. There's something beautiful in just the unfolding.
Yes. Yes. And not looking to conditioned mind for an assessment of how it should be.
Yeah.
Just simply being with what is. Absolutely.
And that for me was the real experience this week over and over again. It's like it was such a simple practice intensive for me in that it's like right away when I saw the word relationship, I really just thought, am I in relationship with a conditioned mind or am I in relationship with life? You know, and the week just kind of became that simple. And I was talking about this on the pod group that it's like I loved that sort of sense of beginner's mind and the simplicity. You know,
yeah.
Just
yes, and no right or wrong. Right?
Yeah.
It's not like, oh, I'm doing it right. I'm a good person because I'm present with life. Because of course we would know if that were the case. Then you're actually not. You're in conversation with ego and identified. But you know what I mean. It and then oh no, I'm identified with conditioned mind. I'm the wrong person. This is I shouldn't be having this experience. But just what now? What now? What now? What now? And what do I see that mirrors an experience? And what arises as a result of seeing that? And what are the connections?
Yeah. And the beauty of, to me, just seeing it in that light of relationship, for some reason, it just made me feel I don't know if empowered is the right word, but just like to make the choice. Like when I didn't feel like there were beatings around it, to be like, oh, I don't want to be in relationship with conditioned mind. I don't want to be in relationship with that old story, you know?
Right.
You know, so it just felt like a simple, like,
I don't want to.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. It has nothing to do with anything except I want to eat grapes now. Right?
Right. It was just a matter of, like, I was really paying very close attention to vitality all week, and I happened lots of people for some reason that I was in communication with, you know, other relationships, people were talking about vitality and the gift of energy and the gift of being, you know, being there with someone else in presence and energy and vitality. And so I was kind of just paying attention. And when I'm in relationship to conditioned mind, my energy is just depleted.
Mm-hmm.
And so that
exactly.
I was just like, it's much more fun and fascinating. Everything
yes.
is more interesting when I feel energy in my own body. And so
yes.
when I'm in relationship with life, I get energized.
Yes. Yes, exactly so. And in fact, that's the whole point of the whole deal, right? It kind of goes back to what we were talking about with Ellie. So see, Ellie's still very much part of this conversation, right? Because when the focus of our attention is on the life force that's animating us, when there isn't a conversation, we're back to Janice, you know, we're just present, right? We're just here with what is, then the life force is just flowing, and we have the energy, and we feel energized. I started to say we feel great, but then we have to go through a whole thing about this is not a great that has a dualistic opposite. Okay, we feel alive. And that's it. That's it right there.
Yeah. Was it alive with life? I loved that phrase too. I can't.
Yes.
Alive for life.
Yeah. Alive to life. I think it was.
Yeah. Alive to life.
Mhm.
Yeah, and that's. I mean, it's just so when it becomes that choice, you know. Yeah, I want to be alive for life. I don't want to be sucked
mm-hmm.
dead with conditioning, which is what it can feel like.
And what it is like, because it's always talking about something that isn't happening. It's always in a conversation about a dead world, a world that does not exist. So when we're alive to life or alive for life, we are here. We're being animated by what actually is here. Now, we always are, of course. But the energy of that is being siphoned off to fuel this imaginary world. So we don't feel it. We don't get to have that energy for ourselves to enjoy.
Yeah. And again, back to full circle about this, it's that sense of really being a gift. You
mm-hmm.
know, a gift to life and to
mm-hmm.
you know, whatever beings are around. I mean, I was noticing, you know, every little, you know, like someone else mentioned that, like just caring for things, you know, whether it's like
mm-hmm.
suddenly like seeing my cat anew and being like, oh, you know, and being energy and life for other living creatures or, you know, it's just.
Yes.
It's
yes.
so available.
There's nothing left out.
Yeah.
Right. There's nothing left out. And we don't, we have to be careful not to let that slide over into obligation and responsibility in the sense of burdensome, but there's just a sensitivity because there's nothing left out. There's nothing left out of the body of the Buddha. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we got through this, Sherry, without you dropping off or somebody else coming on. So we check in. Maybe Ashwini's got something on her computer screen. Michael has sorted us out. Oh, my gosh, this is good.
All right, well, keep that show.
Thanks, Sherry.
Thank you, Sherry. Well, Sherry, we don't have luck. We don't have any luck, so I can't see anything on my computer screen. Michael is on hold with support. We're trying to see if Jen's computer is working any better, but the hypothesis right now is that they might be having a system-wide outage. But,
uh-huh.
you know, we could see if anybody else got magically unmuted and could talk.
Well, let's see. Any magicians out there?
This is Sherry, and I'm wondering.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead, Sherry. I'm wondering if I need to, should I hang up and then maybe somebody else will magically come on? Because I didn't get that. I didn't get anything sending me away. So I could hang up and then maybe somebody will come on.
Well, don't hang up. Isn't there a way to take your, press star 6 and then 2, I think, takes you out of the queue? At least that's kind of what I got when I was going through it. Don't hang up. You may be our only person.
All right, I'm going to see what happens.
Well, and I don't know if someone else could be, who's on the phone and not on the computer, could press star 6. Maybe they'll come on.
All right, let's try that.
Anyone else out there?
You know what? This is Sherry again. When I'm pressing it, it's saying that the commands are inaccessible, and I'm wondering if there is a computer.
Okay. I bet the system is down. Oh, my goodness gracious. Well, shoot. Okay. It's perfect, isn't it, really? we get to live this. We get to walk our talk or whatever the expression is. So, Ashwini, maybe you and I can get together and whomever and find another time, maybe that at least as many of the folks as can possibly do it can get back together again and complete this cycle?
Yes. Okay.
Okay. Good.
Well, the only other way I can think of doing this, Sherry, is, yeah, let's do that. Yes. How about
okay.
that? Okay.
All right.
Oh, wait,
well, thank you for.
Sorry.
All right, go ahead, Sherry. Hang up. See what happens.
Yeah, maybe somebody else, maybe something magic. I'll call back in, but yeah. Okay,
it's an
bye-bye.
Experiment. All right.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Okay, well, we'll just wait for a couple of seconds and see when Sherry gets off, if somebody else magically comes on. Otherwise, we'll just call it a wonderful evening.
Yes. Action-packed and exciting to from beginning to end.
Yes.
All right. Well, I think the magic that's happening is not happening in this venue. So so we just say to everybody out there, we'll be in touch, huh? Is that the best way to leave this?
Yes, and we'll see if we could spin up another radio show.
Okay. I know you're getting ready to go facilitate a retreat for a week or so, so probably nothing is going to happen before that, but I imagine folks will get an email as soon as possible saying what's going on, huh?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Thanks, Ashwini.
Okay.
Thanks,
Thank you,
everybody.
Deep Gusho.
Gusho to you. Good night.
Bye-bye.